Well, hello, guys. How are you? Hey, what are you staring at? Listen to me. Oh, I know what you're staring at. All right, you done staring now? Okay. Are Femons pathological liars? Well, I'm sure you're going to be able to tell me what you think, but this is what I think. And I've been on the planet for quite some time and led a very colourful, wonderful life. No, I haven't. Anyway, all Femons I've ever been with or known have lied. Every one. But of course, most of us all lie at some point. But these Femons lied almost profusely. And even when backed into a corner about the lie, they'll lie on top of a lie. Now, of course, there's lie detector tests you can take. But did you know that it's very hard to prove Femons are lying in that as well? Because it works on different, like, heart rate, things like that. And when you're used to lying every day, your heart rate doesn't change much when you lie. And they don't have the morals or conscience like a lot of people do. But like I said, we've all lied.
Does this dress make my ass look big?
No, honey. But Femons will lie about absolutely anything. That baby doesn't look very much like me. Is you sure it's mine?
Yes, dear, it's yours.
Or how about this one on a first date?
So, how many guys have you slept with?
Of course, nowadays she may even lie now when she doesn't need to. She may pretend she's gone with 200 men before you, when really it's only been 100. But I think that most males know that Femons lie. And not just about the little things. And if you ask a Femon about it, they just say something like, I don't lie, I just don't tell the whole truth. Well, that's a lie right there. And it's a complete and utter joke when they go into court and swear on the Bible and tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because they win most of their court cases, especially in divorce court, through lies. And we've all seen the videos of when a man takes a DNA test of the child he's been bringing up for the last 5 years, that this shows that the child isn't his and confronts the Femon. And even with this irrefutable proof, the Femon still denies it and lies. Usually says the test must be wrong. And the guy says, this is a second test. Come back the same. It's almost a physical impossibility for a Femon to admit that she's lied. Like I say, people lie sometimes. I've lied sometimes. Like when that guy confronted me in that dark garage with a gun in his hand.
Did you sleep with my wife?
Of course not. We just cuddled. But Femons lie every day. It's part of their makeup, part of who they are. Do you remember that protest where all these Femons were there holding up signs, you must believe a Femon? Why on earth would anybody believe a Femon, the biggest liars and deceivers on the planet? And that's why I say, you really can never trust a Femon. How can anybody trust a habitual liar? Anyway, let me know what you think, guys. You can have another look at those breasts if you want. And it'll be gone now.